the city. We'll have the cable car up, all being well, by the time of the Olympics. We've got the expansion of the bike hire scheme going out to the park. There's Crossrail, there's the tube upgrades. There's going to be 120,000 hotel rooms. And I've been corrected on this, but I heard that when Sydney started their games, they had 25,000 hotel rooms. So really, all the facilities, everything's in place to really ensure that London is number one. And a highly trained and a highly skilled workforce. On top of the workforce that is already here, the mayor is doing an extremely hard push with the hospitality sector and a real drive in the visitor economy because we see the value that it has for the city. Also very important is our reputation for brand protection and a mature sponsorship market. And we can't overemphasize how important that is. The IOC particularly they're kind of getting a wake-up call with how there are certain countries and certain cities that really don't understand the idea of intellectual property. And this is something that London is very strong at, and this makes us a really attractive place for people to come. However, what we are going to have to look at, though, is a new funding model. Unfortunately, the government, as you all know, can no longer be the funder of first, second, and last resort. There's not enough money left. So we need to work on a new model, and we're working that with London partners and with the event partners to try and find a new model that ensures that we can bid for major international events and we can be competitive with, I don't know, for instance, Russians or Middle East companies, countries who are throwing considerably more cash at it. We can't lose out to them, and I think we've got a very strong, a strong economic case, why not? London has always attracted the brightest and the best to our shores, and the events industry is a fantastic way of exemplifying this and reinforcing our position as a global leader. However, this could all be put in jeopardy if the industry gets greedy over the next year. And LNP and the mayor have launched a fair pricing charter to ensure that people aren't ripped off when they come here. We already know that internationally we have a reputation of being an expensive city. So really, it's a plea to you and to your suppliers that 2012, really, you know, you can make money, we want you to make money, but don't do it at the detriment of the future industry. Really, that's all I've got to say. I'm sure we'll get grilled as things go on. But it's really important for us that you all make good money during the Games time, and then you help London businesses secure a strong economic future for all of us. Many thanks. Place. And if they're going to be... I say, because I was out this summer, charged a Ibiza pricing to go and get a bottle of water at, you know, €20. It's just going to reinforce that position. So I think every opportunity that we've got that, you know, people know that during the Games time, you're going to pay, there's going to be a premium, you're going to pay a little bit more. But let's be realistic what that little bit more is, and let's not be greedy, because the long-term benefit to the city and the reoccurring business that you're going to get will dwarf the amount of money that you could make in Games time.
Thank you. Thank you.